Bob Fisher spent last weekend at Costco in Santa Rosa, most of it anyway, doing something that he never had seen done there before, selling and signing copies of the novel he wrote.
I was there last Saturday and Sunday from roughly 11 to 5, and by Sunday at 2 o'clock, they were sold out. 200 copies just went whiz.
Some of that can be attributed to the novelty of the situation, but Fisher also knows how to work a room.
The fact that they've never, ever seen an author at Costco, I've never seen one at Costco. It gets their attention, and I had some posters, and they'd sit and read the poster, and then I'd approach them and say, "You must be browsing. Let me tell you the story of Plain Jane."
And it is an intriguing story. Drawing on his own background as a pilot flying internationally, Fisher's novel, Plain Jane, that's plain as an airplane, takes readers into the little-seen world of modern Saudi Arabia, where the title character must first cope with an unfamiliar wardrobe.
The reader actually walks in the shoes of a woman that has to wear a burqa in 120-degree heat, try to eat spaghetti, avoid bumping into things that she can't see, and avoid being beaten by the morals police.
Meanwhile, the plotline centers on repossessing a stolen airliner, something that Fisher insists is very much a real-world problem, too.
Lots of airplanes get repossessed. Lots of big commercial jets get stolen, either for drug-carrying purposes, human trafficking. Once it's in Arabia, nobody's going to come in and get it for you because they would have to have permission from the government even to get in there, and that's not going to happen.
As an unknown first-time novelist from Santa Rosa, Fisher didn't have much luck with agents and publishers, so Plain Jane was eventually issued through a local small press with no marketing budget. He then tried a small, homegrown promotional effort, a pair of hand-painted signs along busy freeway locations in Santa Rosa. He'll never know how many books they helped him sell, but Fisher is certain his signs made an impression.
The reaction that I have on literally every book signing, and I've done 44 of them since June, absolutely everybody, when they see the cover of the book, Plain Jane, they say, "Oh, I've heard about that. Didn't I see?" It's in their mind. They see the title. I say, "Oh, I've been meaning to get that."
Still, translating that anecdotal response into a foot in the door at Costco wasn't easy. Fisher found a local manager who was open to giving him a try, then spent months pursuing the idea up the corporate ladder until the necessary permissions trickled back down. So he knows that more than the customers in the store last weekend were watching.
This is something that truly I've never seen happen before, and I think that the store managers themselves were a bit surprised to see the reaction. I mean, you see people handing you things to eat, but never does anybody hand you a book and say, "I want you to take a look at this." And once they are there in your booth and you get a chance to talk with them and tell them what it's about, bingo.
This is not an approach that's likely to work for very many authors, but Costco has proven to be a good fit for Fisher. He'll be back at it again tomorrow in the company's Roner Park location, with plans in the works for future stops at stores in Sacramento and San Francisco. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.